Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Sport Kite Podcast. I am your host, Nick O'Neill, and I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. And first off, before I get started, apologies for taking a bit of a short break there for a few weeks. Just got overly swamped at work and had a ton of stuff going on, got super focused on that, and just did not have enough hours in the day to get some podcast episodes recorded, let alone edited and sent out. So I needed to take a short break, which all perfectly coincides with coming back to it here at the Washington State International Kite Festival in Long Beach, Washington. And so I'm going to record this little episode sitting in the truck on the beach while this little bit of marine layer rain cloud comes through. And just kind of give you an update on where things are, what is happening, you know, some thoughts we got going ahead, really recharging the batteries, the kite flyer batteries, as we sit here. So, let's see what has happened just here recently. Well, there's been a handful of drawings for the synthesis, the Prism synthesis. So that's come out. I know two rounds of drawings are out. Kite flyers are getting their kites. So that's really cool. We're seeing a lot of the photos and everything else get posted. Here at Long Beach, there are sport kite flyers, but there's no sport kite competition really. There are a handful of guys doing demos, but really it's not a thing here this year. So that's kind of interesting to see play out. I'm fairly certain, you know, some of the quad line folks are kind of down the field flying in teams. Just the overall feeling this year at Washington State International Kite Festival. Now, don't get me wrong, I love being here and I love being down on the beach. I love seeing all my friends and all that. But there's this kind of feeling of just groupness, right? And not a lot of blending, not a lot of festivalness. And that's not bad. I think that's actually kind of just a symptom of going through COVID in the last few years of the pandemic, of everyone just very much having their smaller social circles. And so being in the full festival mindset is something that feels a little bit strange because we haven't done it in 3 years. So there's that. But what I am seeing is you know, a handful of sport kite flyers are getting together. They're going out and they're flying. Like right now, I'm watching through the truck window, and Paul DeBacher is out there with a high level version of the level one badass called the Coast Guard. And he's rocking it. He's out there with Bruce Shank, the Sky Pirate. I think there's a handful of other people that are out there flying with him, like Spence Watson and stuff. So, you know, it's really cool to see that they've just kind of pulled themselves off and they're kind of like workshopping some of the tricks, some of, you know, everything else so that they can really get that feeling of what is going on, and all of that. So really cool to just kind of see folks get together and, you know, fly and have fun. And I think we have really, really needed that for quite some time. That really just kind of seeing this and getting out and flying myself, and I'm about to go do some team flying here shortly when the wind drops down just a little bit, reminded me that I missed a few weeks of episodes and that I need to catch up. So I wanted to drop that note right now here on the podcast, let you guys know that there are more episodes coming up. We're going to be recording quite a few while we're here at Washington State International Kite Festival, and we'll have a whole bunch coming out over the next few months, to close off season 3 of the Sport Kite Podcast. So do stay tuned. If you have any suggestions or ideas, I would love to hear them. You can always reach out to me no matter what time of day, and I'll try and respond. You can reach out either via the Facebook page at sportkite.org or on our website or at info@sportkite.org. All right. So, that was a quick little update. This is just a quick little 5-minute episode and wanted to say, I haven't forgotten about you. There are more episodes coming. Sorry. I just got really swamped with work and, All right. So I got to go out and fly, and that'll make this episode about 5 minutes. So, enjoy, guys. I'll see you out on the kite field.